Hello and welcome back again to another episode of Living in the Spirit by Misha Wesley, of course. I am Misha Wesley. I don't own any of the rights to the music that's playing in the background. I just believe that this is such a wonderful prophetic hour. The midnight hour is the best time. I release all of my episodes at midnight, just so that you know. I release my episodes at midnight. There will be a new one every day at midnight. So if you want to wait for it, you sure can. But I just believe the midnight hour is just so powerful. It's just the most powerful time, the most wonderful watch. The third watch is what it is. It's the third watch. I'm usually up between 12 and 3 a.m. and that's where the Holy Spirit, Masito, Abba Father, is definitely doing something, and that this is the hour that God has the seasoned intercessors on the walls praying, because this is the hour that Satan thinks that he has, but he does not. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So first off, I just want to tell you all, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so excited right now. My spirit is leaping and jumping for joy. I just can't contain myself. The Holy Spirit, as I was in prayer, was releasing so much wonderful revelation, fresh rhema. And this is what the Lord said to me. As I was praying, I was just picturing myself talking to the people, of course, talking to you guys, talking to whoever I'm in front of. And the Lord just began to show me that he's cleaning and cleansing the body of Christ right now. He showed me a wound that the body of Christ had. Like, many of you have wounds that has not been cleaned. It's just maybe it's been contaminated. And the Lord said that he is cleaning wounds right now. I saw the hand of the Lord just wiping over those wounds, just cleaning those areas that's been contaminated, that just cleaning it. And I saw the Lord just sealing those wounds up. I saw him, like when you go and get stitches, I saw the Lord, because the wounds were so big, he had to stitch them up, right? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Abba. But I saw the Lord stitching those wounds up. I saw him stitching them up. And I believe that's what he's doing right now. And as the Lord began to speak to me about those wounds, I also saw scrapes on your knees. Like, you've been falling down. You've had so many failures. You've taken so many losses in Daraba. You've had so many losses. And the Lord wants to restore you in this hour. And actually, the Lord is calling you back to himself. This is such a strategic season in the church, in the body of Christ, that Abba is calling us back to himself. Yes, Abba is just allowed me to plant a worship center. And what Abba really wants us to do is to call him, call the bride back to himself. Because I believe a lot of us have gotten away from really what it means to be a believer of Christ Jesus. And we think we have to compromise and be like the world and drink and smoke. And yeah, if you have not been convicted, that's fine, because I remember when I wasn't convicted just yet, but the Holy Spirit was dealing with me years ago. And once you hear the Holy Spirit begin to want to change you or make that change in you, that's called conviction. When you want to change, when you want to be different, when you don't want to be like everyone else anymore, when the life that you've been living no longer suits you, it keeps failing you. You keep on having problems after problems. It's because the Lord is convicting you and he's calling you back to himself. And that's what God is doing right now in this hour. In this season, in the body of Christ, he's calling us back to himself. And here's the scripture that the Lord gave me. The Lord showed me and actually gave me Acts 3:19. And he told me, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. My God, and this is what gave me, this is why the Holy Spirit gave me this powerful prophetic revelation just now. As I was worshiping and seeing the Lord healing those wounds and wiping them away and stitching those wounds up, right? So after I saw that, an extreme amount of supernatural joy just swept and just rippled through my entire body. And I started to sing. I started to shout. I started to say hallelujah. I started to jump for joy. And usually my husband is okay with me praying, and he doesn't mind. You know, he's gotten so used to me praying the way I pray over the years. I'm such a loud prayer anyways. But this time it was such a joy that washed over me. My husband actually called me and was like, babe, you know, a little bit too loud. So I was like, okay, I had to contain. But there's this supernatural joy that will wash over you that you just can't contain, that once you repent in those times of refreshing, which is now, that Abba will cause to wash over you will come. You will experience, you will encounter the Spirit of the living God like you've never encountered him before. Those refreshing is his supernatural joy. That's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Joy can't come from anybody, no human. It has to only come from God. It has to come from the pureness, unadulterated Spirit of the living God. And that's what we walk in. Ha, amen. So after I've experienced that, so Abba was calling me to himself. He was calling me. And I really wanted to talk to him. And this was a very interesting night, because normally if I, you know, don't pray, and I'm a prayer, I love worshiping, I love praying. And normally Abba calls me and he pulls at my heart and he wants me to talk to him because he has things and secrets and things to reveal to me. But on this particular night, I didn't hear him saying anything or wooing me or calling me. And I just began to ask God, where are you? You know, what's why aren't you calling me? Why aren't you wooing me? You know, I'm like, why aren't you talking to me? This was my exact words with the Holy Spirit. I'm like, you know, God. And he actually gave me Jeremiah 29 and 11 through 13, I want to say. He gave me Jeremiah 29 and 14. Let's go up to verse 12. Let's go up to verse 12. Jeremiah 29, verse 12. And it says, in those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? That when you talk to God, we pray to him, he says, I will listen. When you, in other words, when you call out to him, in other words, God was telling me to call out to him. And there are seasons where we may not hear. We think God is not listening to us or God is quiet. No, that's the time where we need to call out to God, where we need to call out to Abba. My God, let me go back to the scripture. That's the time where we need to go and call and cry out to Abba. And he says, if you will look for me wholeheartedly, with not just some of you, but all of you, your heart, your mind, your will, and your emotions. My God, that's your soul. You need to cry and call out to Abba with your soul. Your soul needs to thirst for him, to hunger for him. Amen. And then God said, I will be found by you. So once you do this, God says, I will be found by you. My God. So this is what the Lord is doing in a nutshell. He's cleansing us. He's healing us. He's causing our wounds. He's healing our wounds. He's restoring us, restoring the time lost. I just thank you, Lord. I am so thankful for what God is doing in the body of Christ. And I was just a little bit, I didn't have a word for August. I actually didn't. And if you want to say that this is the word for August, then cool. But normally the Lord doesn't deal with me with the months. I just don't do that. He doesn't deal with me that way. Whenever the Lord gives me a word, it's powerful. He weighs that word heavy on me until I have to release it, until I have to let it go. It's like fire shut up in my bones, literally, until I release it. And I'm just so thankful for what He's doing in your life, the cleansing that's taking place, the healing that's taking place. And the Lord has been doing this in my own ministry. The people that God has allowed me to connect with, God is saying that He wants me to help them and heal them and help them go through deliverance and cleansing. And that's just one of my passions and my goals, and is just to deliver, to heal, to set the captives free, to those who are oppressed and depressed, because I've been there. I've went through it. I know depression. I know oppression. But I know also what it's like to be set free and be free of bondage and be free of every weight that so easily beset me. And it feels good to be free, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and there is liberty. And God is causing such a pureness to come upon the body of Christ. He wants pure vessels. And pure means that your motives are pure. You're not wanting or seeking after anything. It's like your motives aren't attached to anything. Like if you go minister at a church, you're not going to minister because you know there's going to be a big collection plate. No, you're going to minister because you love the people. And what does minister mean? It means to serve. It means that you're going to that church, that community of believers, to love them, to serve them, to help them grow in their spiritual, in their spirit, in their faith. You're going to go there and deposit something in them. You're not going to go there and rob them and steal and cheat from them. No, that's not what the mission's about. And if you have got that, and if you have got that thought process in your mind that this is what ministry is about, and you know and you think that this is what it's about, it's about money and selling books and selling merchandise, you got it all wrong. It's not about the income, but it's about the outcome. It's about the lives that are transformed, that are changed, the people that are healed and set free. So Abba Father, I thank you for every person that has listened, that has heard with their spiritual ears and their hearts open to you, to heaven. So Abba, I ask that you will tune their hearts right now to heaven. Tune their hearts right now, Abba, to the frequency of heaven, so that they hear your voice and they know you and they sense you. And we thank you, Abba. We thank you so much for this word. We thank you for what you're doing in the body of Christ, in the lives of every person that is listening. In Jesus' name, I seal this word with the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah. So what I want you to do now, I want you to go to my Facebook page, my Instagram, and my Twitter, and I want you to follow. And make sure you follow this broadcast, this podcast, follow. We're going to be releasing wonderful things soon. Hopefully I can get my husband to do a podcast with me, and we can kind of go through some things that the Lord has healed and delivered us from. God has done an amazing thing in our ministry and in our lives, in our children's lives. The Holy Spirit, Christ Jesus, has done a total transformation, and I'm just thankful for everything that Abba has done. And it's our mission to bring that to your life. So first off, go ahead and like and subscribe to this podcast. Like on my Facebook page at Misha Wesley. Also go on to the School of Prophetic Arts and Worship, where I equip all believers into the work for the work of ministry, to release you, to train you in your gifts and your callings, whatever that may be. Also, I have a mentorship program, discipleship program. It's called Glory. And if you're interested in that, you may email me, schoolofpropheticarts@gmail.com. Listen, I'm so excited for what God is doing in your life. I'm just so excited right now. Listen, classes are starting soon at the School of Prophetic Arts and Worship. Fall classes start soon. So please email me or go ahead and visit our website, collegeofpropheticarts.online. collegeofpropheticarts.online. I love you. See you on the next episode. God bless.